Chapter 15. Do you remember your first school uniform? I remember mine to this day. When I first wore the deep blue cotton dress of my high school, and the soft hat with a band in the school colors, and the blazer with the school badge on the pocket, I felt as if I had joined a completely new, thrilling world. Uniforms were an important part of the thrill. But they also tied one to the spirit of the school. They gave one a sense of belonging to the school community, of it being a special place. It was a symbol that one was joining a world of shared values, loyalties, hopes, and dreams. But there are other, more important issues here. When I went to a private school, there were the children of wealthy families sitting beside the daughters of regular workers or shopkeepers. The shared uniform helped to do away with material rank and status. When my daughter went to a more renowned school and there was no uniform, I still remember the difficulty of dressing her properly every morning. She had just turned 13. Grown out of the sweet little girl clothes that pleased her mother, but not yet old enough to dress like a grown-up. Clothes became an issue. Each day, a decision had to be made about what to wear. But clothes spoke of income, social status, fashion know-how, and interests. My daughter was immune to the pressures of fancy trainers, designer jackets, and so on. But it would have been a great relief to have had a set of clothes she could wear every day.